Thank you for tuning in for Tune Up with Deb, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Now back to your host, Deb Ross.
So we are chatting about vehicle purchasing and the process of vehicle purchasing. We've been focusing on the new to me or the pre-owned or pre-loved vehicle transaction. My guest today is Shauna Allen, and I so appreciate your time today.
This has been fun. I just love this. This is great. Thank you for having me.
And I so appreciate it. So, and I'll say that again a few more times during this section, I'm sure. However, we're going to get back to the actual process of purchasing a used vehicle. So I was doing some research online, of course, because that's where we do our research now. And there's a lot of aggressive type articles about helping people negotiate the very best deal that they can out of a used car salesperson. And some of the tactics, I would say, were just a little nasty and maybe aggressive. And I'm not really in favor of promoting those ideas because we really want to communicate and promote a sale that is positive for both sides of the transaction. And that's really important because I'm sure when you worked in car sales, you didn't just do one sale for a family. You built relationships.
That's right.
So there's multiple sales or potentially multiple sales that could happen. And when you have people come to you who are really nickeling and diming it, it's not necessarily a pleasant relationship to have. So I'd like to give some good information to people that will help them have not just a good sale on one occasion, not just that one transaction, but can develop a good relationship with a car dealer. So in that way of thinking, I'm curious about the perks that may or may not be available when people are negotiating on cars. So that was something that came up online, but what are some of those perks?
So my motto in life in general is if you don't ask, you don't know. So I think when you have a really great relationship with a salesperson, like you have that personality connection, it's okay to ask for things and continually ask for things and push the boundary a bit because they're also going to push that boundary a bit. And if you have a great relationship working together, it's going to be quite comfortable. It's going to be okay. So the perks that, you know, things that you can ask for a part of the deal is one, vehicle accessories are the most common, you know, whether that looks like running boards, whether that looks like floor mats or tires on rims. You know, and sometimes dealerships will also add that into the bonus. If a customer maybe traded that vehicle in and had the tires left over on it and, you know, it goes with the vehicle because they can't, you know, for them, they wouldn't sell used tires.
That makes a lot of sense. But you may not know about that detail unless you asked.
That's right.
Okay. That's funny. I bought a brand new vehicle a few years ago and I didn't know to ask these questions. We hadn't met yet. And when it was, you know, all the paperwork was done and everything was, and I went to drive the vehicle, I opened the vehicle up and I'm just, what am I looking at? There is no mats.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, the first place we stop, of course, to get mats. And then I'm so surprised how expensive mats are. And if I would have known, that was just one question.
Yes. Yes.
But funny thing did happen. The car salesperson picked up that I wasn't exactly technologically savvy. So he took my cell phone and went into the new vehicle and he programmed the Bluetooth so my phone would be attached to the vehicle because it probably still would not be attached. But and he didn't say anything. He wasn't disrespectful. He says, I'll just take care of that for you, ma'am. I was like, thank you.
Oh, because that's nice.
Probably wouldn't have happened if it was left for me.
Well, and it might take us an hour.
It's
it
true.
Takes them 5 minutes because they do it every day.
Yes, it really didn't take that long at all. So let's talk about the process of purchasing a used car and what you would do if you yourself, with your expertise and your experience, what process would you go in purchasing a vehicle?
So the experience that I have, not only as a customer today, but also years in the car industry, is I think the test drive is a little bit overlooked in a two-part phase. I think one, we test drive vehicles too quickly. And two, it's essential to have two test drives, one with your salesperson and one without your salesperson. One with your salesperson allows you to really learn the electronics on the vehicle, because I think we can all agree our vehicles are full of buttons, and that's why they keep going up in price. So you really get to know the vehicle on a technical point. Two, the intimate test drive without your salesperson allows you to really critique it, really find that comfort level and really dig into, you know, park it in your driveway, go grocery shopping with it, do those everyday things that you do all the time, and start living with this vehicle.
And dealerships allow this?
Yeah.
I wish I had done that.
They do. They do. And it's important for us. You know, maybe you have young children and need to put a car seat in it. Does it, how easy is it? You know, groceries, golf clubs, do you ski? Like, all these things that we do on a regular day base, or, you know, maybe you have dogs. Like,
right. Our life really needs to fit in our vehicle, because we are in our vehicle for quite a bit of time.
Yes.
We are.
And it's a great investment, a big investment that, you know, it's a great opportunity to really make sure that you're getting what you want.
I think it's a fantastic suggestion to do two test drives.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that before.
It's, you know, it's the most valuable time, because you get something out of both of them. Plus, it gives you time to maybe talk out loud about the vehicle that you don't want to say in front of your salesperson, right? We can be a little bit more objective instead of polite.
Us Canadians.
Yeah.
Yes. So the new vehicle that I have purchased, I loved the price point. I loved the color. We did a very quick test drive. Everything seemed fine. But if I had been in the vehicle 10 more minutes,
mm-hmm.
I would have found that it hurt my back.
Right.
And I ended up having to throw the granny cushion behind my back in my brand new vehicle. And that really, that even just the concept of having to do something to my vehicle in order to not have a backache and need to go to the chiropractor
mm-hmm.
much more regularly than prior to having the vehicle, just that one issue was enough that it soured the entire transaction for me.
I can imagine. And I don't think you're alone. I think lots of people have experienced that.
And I'm very disappointed with that. But also the fact that there was such a rush for the transaction to happen. And I'm not even saying that that was the salesperson. That probably wasn't. It was just me wanting to get through the decision and not really break it down into the components that we really need to break it down through to work through those components and be 100% satisfied with our purchase.
I think we can all agree, no matter how much research you do ahead of time, the process of buying a car is extremely long. It's extremely long. The beginning part, where meeting a salesperson, walking a lot, or virtually walking a lot on the internet, sitting in vehicles, test driving more than one vehicle, it's an all-day process and can be an all-weekend process.
Yes.
So it does rush some of the really important components that we need to slow down in.
And I think that advice is so good for us to slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more thought, the more time we take, the less likely that we're going to have regrets on the other side of the transaction.
Yeah, they don't have friendly return policies.
Yeah. But it sounds like the test drive, we can return a test-driven vehicle and have very friendly return policies. So give us an idea of what things you're looking for when you're actually on the test drive. So take us from the time frame to the technical, please.
So I would do a walk around with the salesperson on the outside of my vehicle first, especially pre-loved vehicles, because you want to know, are there any dents? Are you okay with those dents? Right? You want to know, are the light covers broken? Because that's, you know, parts like that are expensive to replace. And then when you sit in the vehicle, the smell, right? We don't know who the pre-owned user was, how comfortable it is, like in your case, how comfortable are your seats, and how accessible, how, you know, where the buttons are positioned, or how everything operates in the car. Are you really comfortable with all of that? And do you understand the electronics and are comfortable to operate them on your own when you leave? And then I think, you know, I would check things like checking the oil. You know, they do provide an inspection report, or you can ask for one, but I it's peace of mind. I would just check it.
Right.
Check your tire tread, making sure your tires are up to par, because that might be a point of negotiation that you want tires, in the deal.
Oh, the perks.
The perks.
That's the perks
we were talking about.
Okay. Those are great ideas and good things to be thinking about. What about on the interior of the vehicle? Is there anything that we should move to sort of look? Is there anything that could be hidden and anything like that?
I think just like the outside, I think you're right. On the inside, definitely move your seats, making sure the mechanical, everything, you know, open glove boxes, check your visors, check your mirrors, because we just simply don't know who the owners were before. And sometimes oversights happen.
Sure.
So I think, yeah, lift your floor mats if there is any in it.
Oh, hopefully there are. Again, perks. People, ask for floor mats.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't hurt to ask. If you don't ask, you don't know.
That's so true. Okay. And again, about the safety issue, you had mentioned something about cracked windshields. Mm-hmm. Are dealerships allowed to sell vehicles with cracked windshields?
No. It can have a rock chip.
Ah.
There's nothing wrong with rock chips, but it cannot have a cracked windshield because that's a safety issue.
So let's talk about negotiating on the windshield. If there are rock chips, is that something that someone could present as, well, I'm really not comfortable having a rock chip because eventually that probably will be a crack?
I think it's safe to say that most dealerships would fill your chips. I would be surprised if you found a used vehicle that you wanted to purchase and it had like a really good size chip that you thought was going to be problematic. I think they would fill them. But however, that being said, yes, of course, you have the right to say, I would like a new windshield because it's ICBC covered. And they should be ICBC certified. Maybe, maybe not. But
it makes sense that it would be something we should expect as consumers, though.
Yes.
Yes. So I think I'm a little sensitive to rock chips living in the north and knowing that replacing your windshield, it's not an if, it's a when.
Yes.
It's a regular type of situation. So if we're putting money into a vehicle and we're investing money in a vehicle, I really don't want to start that relationship with my new vehicle with already mm-hmm. rock chips in my windshield because I know
you're going to get one.
Not one, that would be nice. I know that we seem to be attracted to rock chips. That's just what's going to happen. One question that we haven't gotten to is concerning purchasing the vehicle, cash or financing. And we've actually run out of time to answer this question. And I'm feeling sad about that. So we have cash, we can buy the vehicle out, or there's financing options. But the financing options seem to be really available through the dealerships. And can you just give us 10 seconds rundown on financing?
Yeah, just a quick one. Okay. It used to be cash is king. Cash isn't king anymore. Generally, it's a better deal to finance your vehicle at a dealership because dealerships have a relationship with those banks and there's perks to the dealerships on who they deal with. Scotiabank, Bank of Montreal, TD, Royal Bank, whoever it might be. So cash isn't king. And that's something to keep in mind that if you have your hard-earned savings in the bank and you're wavering on what you want to use your money on, explore those options.
Wonderful. Shauna, thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
To my listeners, thank you for your time. And we will chat again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.